making a difference in the community. This is Bill Marlatt. Bill, thanks for being an incredible fundraiser. And let's start by telling us how you and Sherry began what has become Smiles for Seniors.
Well, for years, once I got into the long-term care homes through Urix, I would collect plush toys, like Christmas bears and stuff like that, all Christmas-related. And I would go around to the nursing homes with two or three garbage bags full of these things. And I would ask the staff to direct me to people who had nobody. And it would not take long to empty those three bags, let me tell you. These are garbage bags. And I told my wife about it, and I had no idea there were that many people in the long-term care who had outlived their families, you know. And then when my wife took sick and couldn't work anymore, she volunteered in a nursing home. She actually saw it firsthand then. And she's like, yeah, teddy bears isn't going to do it. We have to do something more. And so Smiles for Seniors at Christmas came about. For the first year or two, we did it completely our own, just what we could gather from friends and whatnot, plus what we purchased over the course of a year. As word got out, we started putting boxes out. Next thing you knew, it grew and grew and grew. We went from one home to three homes to five homes. We now do nine.
And Bill, can you give us some sense of the impact for recipients on Christmas morning?
You know, you wouldn't think that it would be so important. It's amazing how much it will cheer somebody up when they get that package from Smiles on Christmas morning. Normally, we'll get anywhere from one to about five phone calls, anywhere between 7 and 8 in the morning on Christmas morning from the long-term cares, where it just shocked them that it made such a difference for one or two certain people, right? And that in itself, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it, that in itself is what makes all this worth it.
Now, Bill, I know you'll get emotional during this, but can you recount the story of the lady who finally spoke on Christmas morning?
It's the lady that started talking. Well, I'm going to start crying. when my wife and I got that phone call on Christmas morning, they actually had the phone over near the lady, and we could hear her talking. And they said that she has not spoke a word since the day she came in. You had to form all of your questions in a yes or no, and she would nod or shake her head. And the other thing was the children at Monsignor Morrison Public School, they make Christmas cards for us. So when we send our packages out, we send X number of Christmas cards with each package that are made by the children. And I came in one day to let them know how much they mean to what we do. And I just happened to come in at a time when they were forming assembly. So they made me come in and tell them about this lady. And every single teacher in there was in tears. I was in tears talking about it. Some of the children were in tears. And the applause at the end of it all, you know, like I told them straight up, I said, this applause isn't for me. This is applause for what you guys do to help us do what we do, you know. And the principal pulled me aside afterwards, once we all dried up a little bit, and thanked me so much for allowing them to be part of it.